Hello.
Hey, Matt, it's Keaton. I just missed your call. I'm sorry, man.
Who's this?
This is Keaton. I called you. You returned my call, and then I missed that call. I was on the other line. But I was reaching back out to you because you responded to one of our TV ads about 806 Ivy Creek Road. Yeah, am I calling you at a bad time right now?
No, go ahead.
I got you. Yeah, so the reason for the call is, like I said, you saw our TV ad about the property, and my partner was thinking about buying it. I was just curious if you ended up selling that property yet or not.
No, I haven't. And I would be willing to sell it, but my price is $750,000.
Can you say that one more time for me? You said it was how much?
750,000.
I got you. And as far as the property goes, you got anyone living in there right now, or is it vacant, or do you guys live in there?
Oh no, it's occupied.
I got you. You got, is it you and the family, or are you in tenants?
I own it.
Understood. So does that mean that you and the wife are in there?
I've told you all you need to know.
So I'm assuming you're renting it out.
Why are you assuming that?
Because you would have told me that your wife was in there, you and the family are. So how much is the rent out there going for?
I have no idea.
I got you. So you guys have two homes? It's like a vacation
I
home.
do know that my neighbor on one side is, he've just purchased that little cottage for 550,000, and he's using it strictly as an Airbnb, and it stays occupied for 350 a night.
And would you say your property is bigger or smaller than your neighbor's
Oh, I've got
property?
2 acres. He has a quarter of an acre.
Okay, definitely bigger.
Yeah, I've got 2 acres.
Gotcha. And how long have you been thinking about selling this for?
Everything in this world is for sale at the right price.
I hear you.
I'm not in a position where I have to do anything.
So this is just fun for you. You like to get offers on it and see what you could do with it.
No, if I told you my price. If you want to put up that kind of money, then it can be yours. If
I got
not, then we don't have anything to talk about.
I hear you. I mean, I'm certainly interested. I think my partner would be interested in this too. Yeah, he's right here with me. I'm gonna put him on real quick.
Go
Hey, Mac. How you?
Hey, how you doing? And what's your name?
My name is Zach.
Zach.
Yep.
I've never met you, right? I don't think I've talked with you either, right?
You definitely haven't spoken to me.
Okay.
So, anyways, you called the ad, obviously, you know.
When did I call the ad? I mean, this must have been over a year ago.
Yeah, it was less than 6 months ago.
I don't think so, but maybe.
Okay, well, I mean, regardless, we're on the phone. You want 750 for an overpriced property, I get it. We're willing to that.
Overpriced?
Yeah, I
I've
think it's.
overpriced, by
Hang
whose
on, let's not
definition?
bring our feelings involved. Let's just talk logic.
Okay.
All right. I mean, we're willing to make a deal. We're willing to, I buy about 30 houses a month. So, I was listening to you and Keaton speak. I don't know if this is a second home of yours or not. It doesn't really matter. I mean, but. It does matter if I'm going to buy it. And if you want the price you're asking, then I, you know, would, if I were you, advise you to be a little bit more open about it. Do you live there primarily, your secondary house? I mean, what's the deal with it?
It's a primary residence.
Okay. And your primary residence?
Yes.
I gotcha. Well, I mean, you know, I've seen the house. I'm very familiar with the area. Obviously, I haven't seen the inside. You got a nice waterfront. It's nice.
It's absolutely an outstanding waterfront. I mean, the recreational amenities here are unparalleled.
Right. So.
And fishing as well, you know.
Yep. Well, look, I mean, since we're on the phone, you don't, you know, one way or the other, we heard from you. Maybe it was the wife, maybe it was, you know, Lord only knows.
Lord only knows. It doesn't matter.
Right. So,
you're,
I mean,
talking.
Right. If we're able to pay, I mean, you've owned it for a while. I mean.
Yeah, I've owned it since 1958.
Yeah, so, I mean, you know, I can see where you would probably want to live there, you know, not really paying that much to live there.
That's right.
Yeah. I mean, you know, having a free and clear mortgage is nice, right?
That's right.
Well, we would buy it for $750, but you have to be open.
To what?
Well, if I'm going to buy this thing, I'm an investor, and I'm just going to be really frank with you. It doesn't make sense for me to buy retail properties at market value unless, you know, I buy them.
Unless you can see a way to make money on it.
Right, of course. Yeah. So, I mean, I'd be looking to purchase it on terms if you'd be open to something like that. Do like a rent back. I don't know what your future plans are. I mean, being frank with you, you're definitely older than me. You know, I don't know if you got your last 20 years, I would say, you know, planned out, but we help with that type of thing all the time.
Mm-hmm.
We do rent backs. We do, you know, there's anything's really on the table.
Well, if you want to throw a proposal or two at me,
well,
go ahead.
What we're doing now, you know, just talking about it. You know, I don't look. Like I said, I buy about 30 houses a month. I don't have time to make up paperwork that you're going to say no to. I'd rather just talk terms now, and whether we make a deal or not. I mean, continue the conversation at a later time. You know, that's fine too, but. You know, if you want $750, okay, I'm telling you, we can give it to you. What now? The way I give it to you, it ain't going to be all up front, especially if you still live there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, do you know where you're going to go after this place or not really?
Yeah. buying an Airstream and a diesel pickup and traveling.
Okay. When are you going to do that?
When I sell this place.
Right. Well, what's your target for that?
Right now, it's real flexible.
Okay. Well, doesn't seem like you need to do anything, but, you know, we'll buy it at $750 if that's what you want. But I'm flexible, too. So...
Well, damn it, see, you've gone and gotten my interest.
What's that?
I say, you've gone and gotten my interest.
Well, I'm just here to make a deal if it makes sense, and otherwise be your friend if not.
Yeah.
I like the property. Good. I know where the area is at. You know, and I know where Hale Drive is, and you know.
Have you been down here?
Emmanuel Cemetery. Yeah, I've been all through there.
Mm-hmm.
Ivy Creek Road.
Right.
Yeah.
Look, let's do this. I've got an appointment, and I may be late, and hopefully not. But anyway, let's. Can we talk tomorrow or whenever?
Yeah.
After today?
Yeah. Like I said, you know, I ain't going anywhere. You're flexible. We're both flexible. We can take our time.
Good. All right, let's do that.
Let's do it. What time you want us to call you?
Let's see. Probably around 3:00, if that's all right.
Okay, yeah, that works.
All right. And you are Steve, you said?
Zach. You can call me Steve if you want.
That's right.
I mean,
sorry,
if that's
going
to be a deal breaker, you can call me with anything.
All right, I go by Mac, as you know.
Like Big Mac?
Okay. Yeah.
There you go. All right, Mac.
Yeah, when I taught school, that's what kids called me.
Well, I can only imagine why, huh?
Well, I was a coach too, so that made a difference as well.
There you go. You watched the games yesterday? You watched the football games yesterday?
Oh yeah, I watched. My team won, one I was rooting for, and I thought all along it was going to be between them and San Francisco, and it is. That's pretty cool.
Right.
Right.
Well, I'm pulling for the Chiefs, but I follow a guy down there, so that's really the only reason. It's not. I do like the team. I think they got a good team and coach and everything. But other than that, that's pretty, you know.
Well, they've had some superior coaching for these playoffs.
Yeah. Yeah. They have.
All right, so let's get together tomorrow around 3:00.
I'll call you.
Talking. All right, Zach.
Hey, I appreciate you, man. Thanks, man.
All right.
All right.